USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that Monday's meeting at the White House was not as much about budgets as it was about the need to prevent default. After the meeting, McCarthy also labeled the talks as productive. Eight more women are now part of a massive lawsuit targeting Texas's near total ban on abortions. One of them is Jessica Bernardo.
Emma's heart was still beating, and the state's confusing new abortion law prevented doctors from treating me.
There are now 15 people signed on to the lawsuit. They were blocked from ending their pregnancies despite dangerous complications. The White House speaking out against a new abortion law in Nebraska, calling it dangerous. The law bans abortions at 12 weeks. The Nebraska abortion restrictions include exceptions for rape, incest, and medical emergencies.
Don't want to listen to all the other stuff that people are trying to make it out to be. It's two simple things, protecting our kids and saving our babies.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the bill into law Monday. E. Jean Carroll is seeking new damages from former President Donald Trump. This after comments made by Trump on a CNN town hall one day after Carroll won her case May 9th. Trump's attorneys have responded saying the new lawsuit just proves Carroll is out for the money. An NFL legend, Tom Brady, is one step closer to owning a part of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady knows how to just win, baby, and now he's one step closer to being a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Brady's purchase of a stake in the team from owner Mark Davis has been agreed to and sent to the league office for approval. Brady recently also bought a share of the WNBA's world champion Las Vegas Aces, which is also owned by Davis. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting in Texas that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The mayor of the town is frustrated nobody's been held accountable.
It's been a bunch of BS, and we've been a year, and we're still waiting for answers that we are. But we're moving forward to get those answers.
Mayor Don McLaughlin says there has been an ongoing feud over access to records. At least 5 officers who were there that day have either been fired or resigned. E. Jean Carroll is seeking new damages from former President Donald Trump. The writer is seeking a substantial additional amount over what her team says were insults made by Trump on a CNN town hall a day after she won her case May 9th. She was awarded $5 million in damages after a jury found Trump was liable for sexually abusing and defaming her. Trump's lawyers have responded, suggesting Carroll's newest lawsuit just proves that she is only after financial gain. The White House is speaking out against a new abortion law in Nebraska. Republican Governor Jim Pillen signed the bill at the state capitol on Monday.
Today is an extraordinary, historic day for the state of Nebraska. We're standing up to protect our kids so that our state has a bigger and brighter future.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called the law dangerous, arguing it will put patients and physicians in harm's way and make it harder for women to get the care they need. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.